In Christ's name this morning, there's something that's really big on our minds these days that kind of dictates a lot of what we do. It's the temperature. It's simply the cold. And this morning was a little warmer, and it was very pleasant when I got outside this morning, and I enjoyed it a lot. But the temperature affects us greatly, whether we think about it or not. So I'm curious, how many of you heat primarily with wood in your homes? Okay, a few. And how many of you have central heat? Okay, most of us. I'm grateful for central heat, although I do miss the fireplace. I grew up with heating primarily with wood. So coming into a warm house from the outside, it does something more for us than just warm us physically. It affects our spirits somehow, I think. It affects the way we feel about life. And it's important for our health, not just physically. But warmth is important for our, I would say, emotional health as well. Okay, so someone maybe up front, tell me what this is. Benjamin.
Thermometer.
Okay, what does a thermometer do?
It tells you what temperature
it is. Right, okay. Very well. Someone else, what's this?
Thermostat.
Thermostat. What does a thermostat do?
Maintains the temperature.
Right. Okay, so remember these things. I'll just leave them here. I can't display them. I'll knock that on the floor and break it probably. Let me read for you from Psalm 73, and I will read it from the Message translation this morning. And see if you can figure out where I'm going with this as I read. I'm going to read the whole psalm. It's pretty lengthy. Again, from the Message. No doubt about it. God is good. Good to good people. Good to the good-hearted. But I nearly missed it. I missed seeing his goodness. I was looking the other way, looking up to the people at the top, envying the wicked who have it made, who have nothing to worry about, not a care in the whole wide world. Pretentious with arrogance, they wear the latest fashions in violence. Pampered and overfed, decked out in silk bows of silliness, they jeer, using words to kill. They bully their way with words. They're full of hot air, loud mouths disturbing the peace. People actually listen to them. Can you believe it? Like thirsty puppies, they lap up their words. What's going on here? Is God out to lunch? Nobody's tending the store. The wicked get by with everything. They have it made, piling up riches. I've been stupid to play by the rules. What has it gotten me? A long run of bad luck, that's what. A slap in the face every time I walk out the door. If I'd have given in and talked like this, I would have betrayed your dear children. Still, when I try to figure it out, all I got was a splitting headache. Until I entered the sanctuary of God, then I saw the whole picture, the slippery road you've put them on, with a final crash in a ditch of delusions, in the blink of an eye, disaster. A blind curve in the dark, and nightmare. We wake up and rub our eyes. Nothing. There's nothing to them, and there never was. When I was beleaguered and bitter, totally consumed by envy, I was totally ignorant, a dumb ox in your very presence. I'm still in your presence, but you've taken my hand. You wisely and tenderly lead me, and then you bless me. You're all I want in heaven. You're all I want on earth. When my skin sags and my bones get brittle, God is rock firm and faithful. Look, those who left you are falling apart. Deserters, they'll never be heard from again. But I'm in the very presence of God. Oh, how refreshing it is. I've made Lord God my home. God, I'm telling the world what you do. So in this psalm, we see a range of emotion and a range of response to the wicked. As we go through life and we encounter different environments, we're always responding to those situations, whether we realize it or not. Back to these things here. A thermometer simply reflects the environment around it. The environment changes, the thermometer changes. Things get warmer and better, the thermometer reflects that. Things get cold and miserable, the thermometer simply responds likewise. And I see the psalmist this way, starting out. Things are bad, and his spirit just plummets. But from the depths of that, something else gets a hold of him, and he starts to respond differently. But when things are bad, we tend to turn something like this. Someone tell me what this is.
Thermos.
Okay, what does a thermos do? Okay. How does it accomplish that? This one in particular, how does a good Stanley thermos accomplish that? It's well insulated, specifically by a vacuum seal. So I'm really quite proud of this thermos. Found it at a garage sale for $5, and it's in really good shape, actually. So the other morning, when I had a lot of a full day of tree trimming, I had to get up early. I had rented equipment, and so I pretty much had to get up with the sun so I could get my time in. And it was one of the first days when it was really quite cold in the morning. So I fixed two French presses full of coffee and filled that thing up. And I've had it for quite a while, and finally I will put it to good use. Around 8:30, I went for my cup of coffee, finally, which was well deserved. And it was not hot. I was very disappointed. So, it is a thermos. It looks like it, feels like it. It even has the Stanley name brand on it. That's why I was so pleased to find it for $5. It's a name brand, good thermos. And it lost its seal, it lost its vacuum, and it can't insulate anymore. If we respond to our situation like a thermos, even a fully functioning thermos, often the way we tend to respond to the bad things out there is just to kind of huddle together in our close-knit, tight community and insulate ourselves from our surroundings. And that can actually work well for a while. That can keep us hot for a while, if you will. Even this thing working as it's intended to, though, only keeps water hot for, I think, around 8 hours or less. Eventually, it will adjust. So if we start out hot, if we start out with the best of intentions and living rightly, is insulating ourselves still the best way? So how should we respond? And that brings me back to this. Okay, so this thing says 71 right now, set to 62. Tell me, Braden, if I bump these buttons up, am I going to foil Harold's plans and warm up the sanctuary even more? But from here, will this one do it? No. Why not? Right. It's not plugged in. Unlike a thermometer, we are not made simply to react to our surroundings. Unlike a thermos, we are not made simply to insulate ourselves from our surroundings. God calls each of us to be a thermostat. This one, like Braden said, isn't going to work up here for me today. I can't keep it in my pocket, and if I get uncomfortable during church, just change my situation. But this, when it's plugged in, is very effective because it's part of a bigger system. This is a very small thing, but it's part of, we could call it an ecosystem, a complex system of things down in the basement working to change the environment in here. Every thermostat has a thermometer in it. It needs to sense the surroundings. We need to sense the culture around us. We need to be sensitive to that. We need to have an understanding of what's going on. But we're not supposed to stay there. We are called as individuals to be plugged in to our Savior, and you and I each are called to be a thermostat. We're called to change our surroundings. It could be on a very personal level. It could be on a much larger scale. Whatever God has called us to, we're not called to simply react. We're called to change things. But again, being created by God as a thermostat doesn't automatically mean you can change things. You need to be plugged in to something bigger than yourself. In a sense, we need to be plugged, as individuals, being plugged into the church can help us change things, but as a body, we are also a thermostat, and we as a body must be plugged in to Christ. We have just a little bit of time yet, and again, I would like some time for reflection. And I want you to spend a little bit of time in quiet and asking God to show you what situations you're facing this week or this month. Maybe situations in the past year that you have been responding to simply as a thermometer, and you've simply been a reflection of how things are. And I want you to contemplate in what way God is calling you to be a thermostat and change your situation. I'll give you just a few minutes for that, and then we'll close with prayer. You have given us what we need to cause change around us. Help us to embrace that calling and to maintain our connection with you that is so vitally important. We want to work with you as a part of your ecosystem to change the world, not just for ourselves, but for the hurting and distressed around us. Help us to be faithful in this call. In Jesus' name, amen.